Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today I begin a new series called Living Life on Purpose. God wants us to live our lives without apologies and without excuses. Because one day we are going to all stand before God and give account of our lives that He has given to us. In fact, it says so in the Bible. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 10, it says, "We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that God is God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." Now, the Lord put this series in my heart because He wants you to understand that His plan behind your life, purpose, and destiny really means something. You know, in this season of life, often we forget that there really is a plan. There are so many people today still wondering why they were even born. They're still searching for direction in life. But God created us all with a plan. There's not a person who was born without a plan. Now, God knew you in advance and determined your success if you obey Him. And He's already said that it would happen, and this is good news. However, you're the only one who can change it. Now, in our text, it said, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass, and as I have purposed, so it will stand." In other words, God has predestined that if you love and obey Him, all things will work together for good in your life, and you will have success. In other words, you can't fail unless you just don't obey God. Now, I want to read that verse for you again in Romans chapter 8 and 28, one of my favorite scripture verses. It says, "We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Folks, it's time to step out in faith and live every day focusing on our spiritual purpose. Because this is your assignment from God. God wants you to complete the reason why you were actually born. And God knew you before your birth. And He brought you into this world to fulfill a prophetic purpose. Come on, repeat after me. God sent me into this world to fulfill a prophetic purpose. Listen to what it says in Jeremiah chapter 1 and 5. "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and I appointed you." Folks, you have been given a divine destiny from God. And God wants you to begin to live and to perform through the authority of your purpose. What am I talking about? God not only creates us, but He empowers us to fulfill the purpose that He's assigned to our lives. In Acts chapter 17 and 28, it says, "For in Him we live, we move, and we exist." In Philippians 2 and 13, it says, "For God is working in you, giving you the power to do what pleases Him." It's God's power working through you to accomplish the purpose that He's assigned to your life. The Bible says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." God wants you to live on purpose. God wants you to follow through with the things that he's placed within you. Some people say, well, I don't really know what my purpose is. Well, folks, God has placed within all of us gifts and talents and a passion to do things in life. Your purpose will be identified by the thing that you do the best in life. It's a gift from God. Your gifts from God are supernatural gifts. They're not just talents that you picked up along the way. No, they were given to you to fulfill your purpose in life. Now, in a larger sense, your purpose is the part that God has assigned for you to fulfill your part of the Great Commission. Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. And he said, as the Father has sent me, I am also sending you. The Lord wants us to share the gospel. He wants us to share the good news with people about salvation, about eternal life. And he wants to warn them also that without Jesus Christ, they're on their way to a Christless eternity and hell. When Jesus rose from the dead, listen to what he said. This is what we call the Great Commission. In Matthew chapter 28 and 18, it says, Jesus came and he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and I am with you always, even to the end of the age. One of the things that the Lord put in my heart to share with you today is not to ignore the purpose that he has given you. Not to make excuses why you can't fulfill his purpose and plan for your life. To say I'm too busy just won't cut it with God. To say I've got all these other things on my plate is not enough. Because the first thing that we must do to prioritize our lives is to find out why were we really born? And what is the task that God has for us to fulfill according to the Great Commission? Now the Bible tells us in Ephesians 1 and 11, we were predestinated or appointed beforehand an assignment in life according to his purpose. See, God appointed his purpose in your life, and his purpose was not your decision. He did not have a conversation with you about it. He didn't ask for your permission. No, he just gave you an assignment. He gave you gifts to fulfill that assignment. Like Moses, God called Moses to be a deliverer, but it wasn't his desire. And he tried to make excuses. The Bible says in Exodus 4 and 13, Moses said, Lord, please send somebody else. And then the Lord became angry with him. Listen, folks, there is nobody else to take your place. You need to understand that there's something special that God has placed within your life to fulfill in this world that he did not give another person. God became angry with Moses. He kept giving him excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. Look at the person next to you and say, your excuses don't hold with God. You've got to do your purpose. Listen to what it says in Romans 9 and 20. It says, oh person, who are you to argue with God? Will the thing formed ask him who formed it? Why did you make me like this? Or has not the potter right over the clay? Come on, repeat after me. I have a God-given destiny. Look at the person next to you and say, you've got a God-given destiny. Now, what is destiny? One definition of destiny is that which determines life's experiences by supernatural guidance and empowerment. How many of you know so far in your life There have been situations you know that God has guided you. It hasn't been because of your own wisdom or your knowledge. Yeah, give God some praise. He has guided you. He has taken you through those situations. He has done way more than you could ever accomplish in your life. You know what the Bible says? It says in Psalm 16 and 11, you have made known to me the path of life. God is always trying to speak to us. Often we miss it. That's why you have to pray every single day. That's why you need to read the Word of God every day, because God wants to download some truth every day about your life. And when you don't pray and you don't take time, you will only wonder when you pass by a situation or an incident, you'll say, man, I wonder what that was. And it'll disturb you. If you had prayed, you would have been ready for it. God would have said, you're going to meet a person today. This is going to happen. Get ready for that promotion. Your boss is going to ask you a question today that if you give the right answer, you're going to make $10,000 more a year. Some of you missed that. You've got to pray. You've got to seek God every day. You've got to be serious about your purpose. God created you intentionally. It wasn't by accident. He didn't look at you and say, well, I guess what gift can I give this person? What assignment can I give this person? No, he was very intentional about the way he created you to be. And you have gotten some pushback from other people because of the way God has made you. You need to understand the way God made you was to be conformed into the image of his son, Jesus Christ, who had a specific purpose. And Jesus has passed on that purpose to us by saying, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. You got to pay attention to the world. You got to pay attention to these lost and dying people. Yeah, you're having a great life because I'm blessing you. I'm blessing your family. I'm giving you all these things. But the prime directive in your life is to fulfill your God-given purpose. There are people who are dying all around us who don't know Christ, especially in the society in which we live. Think about this. They say that whenever there is a game, any type of game, as they're getting to the end of the game, they send out their best players. Well, guess what? We're at the end of the age. And we're the best that God has. Listen, God empowers you to succeed through the Spirit. It says in Zechariah 4 and 6, it is not by your power. It is not by your might, but by his Spirit, says the Lord. Once again, your gifts identify how you accomplish God's purpose, whatever that gift is. Pray about it, perfect it, use it in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with other people. Let me just say this to you. Your gift is something that you use not just in church, but in every area of your life. God wants you to plug that gift in and use it because it will give you success, incredible success in every area.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
We learn spiritual truths by observing natural principles found in creation. The Bible says first the natural and afterwards the spiritual. Your life is sustained and developed for ministry during seasons of preparation. It's not going to happen all at once, but it's going to certainly happen. So you've got to get ready. You've got to understand that even though it may take a while, that it will happen suddenly. The Bible says that God, in answering our prayers, makes us wait, but then he answers our prayers suddenly. Now, I need to tell you this because God connects us divinely through associations to help us to grow in life, to help us to fulfill his purpose and his plan for our lives. God plants us. And one of the places he plants us is in a church of his choosing, not our choosing. The Bible plants us in a church so that we can spiritually grow and develop and mature to accomplish the purpose that he has for our life. In Psalm 92, in verse 13, it says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of God. You know, it's God's desire for you to prosper. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray above all things that you may prosper and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Well, one way for you to prosper is through faithfully attending and serving in the house of the Lord. And a lot of people have gotten away from this. Oh my goodness. People who are watching television, they're saying, that is my church. No, that is not your church. That's television and that's a program. God wants you to be connected with a local body. The Bible says in Psalm 1 and 3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall never wither. And whatsoever he does, he shall prosper. You cannot substitute being a part of a local body for a church program or even a Bible study. And let me tell you something, they were doing this even back in the first century when the Christian church first began. In Hebrews chapter 10 and 25, it says, and let us not neglect our church meetings together as some do, but encourage and warn each other, especially now that the day of Christ coming back again draws so near. You were called by God to be connected to people in a local body. Folks, listen, without a spiritual covering, the devil can actually attack you. We all need a spiritual covering in our lives, and that is what a church provides for us. That is what a community of believers provide for us. How many of you know that we're in spiritual warfare? How many of you know that? The rest of you have already been captured. And Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against a host of spiritual forces of evil. You have to understand, folks, that God created spiritual protection to be supplied for us through the church, through the pastor, through our relationships. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 16 and 18. I will build my church, and all the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever doors you lock on earth shall be locked in heaven. And whatever doors you open on earth shall be open in heaven. Now, people say to me so many times, well, the church is us. He's talking about us. No, in this verse, if you look up the word in the original language, it means a popular meeting place. Sorry to burst your bubble. Especially a religious congregation, a Christian community of members on earth, an assembly, or a church. That's what that means. See, we are the body of Christ. Read it in the scripture. We are the body of Christ, but a church is a location, all right? And God says, don't forsake the assembling of yourself in a location where there is a pastor who loves God, who moves in the Spirit of God, not someone who puts you to sleep. or makes you think about your chicken or Dickies next door. No, someone who is alive and full of the Holy Ghost and wants to tell you the word of God and preach it. Amen? Amen. Listen, when you're planted in a church, God will send you provision. No plant receives its proper nutrients just planted in water. Now, I know that there's some vines that they grow in water, but they're not really growing in a healthy way. And you can't grow as a healthy Christian if you're disconnected from the church of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Now, folks, listen, I don't believe in luck. I believe in divine appointments. I believe in God connections. And I believe even today that God joined us together in this place. It was not an accident. That together, as members of the body of Christ, we are called to fulfill our part of the Great Commission. I'm going to read that verse again in a different book. It says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. We need to start casting the devil out of our homes, out of our spouses, out of our children, out of our houses, out of our schools. I'm telling you, we need to start using that verse literally because that's the way God meant it. That's the way Jesus meant it. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. My friends, listen, we dare not fail to put all that God has given us to work to save this world. We need to use the gifts that God has given us. We need to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit to accomplish winning this world for Jesus Christ. And I'm going to say this in conclusion. We're responsible. Listen to what it says in Ezekiel 33:8. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die. And you do not speak to warn that wicked person from the way, that person will die in their iniquities. But their blood I will require at your hands. I like this next verse better. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he will die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. And I said, thank you, Jesus, I'm warning as many people as I can. Now, warning people doesn't feel good, even coming out of your lips. But you need to understand, people without Jesus Christ are going to hell. They will not fulfill their purpose, and their lives are miserable. No matter how happy they look, please, folks, please understand, you've been given a mission to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your life is pregnant with purpose that God wants to release. But it's up to you to get out of the way, to change your schedule, to get on your knees and to pray and to become part of something bigger than you. Become part of the kingdom of God through a local church. Start serving. Start growing. Start maturing into everything that God has chosen you to be. In Ephesians 1:11, it says, in him, that Christ, we were chosen, having been predestined according to his plan, who works out everything in the conformity with the purpose of his will. Please understand this. God wants you right now to start walking in the power of your purpose. Live every day on purpose.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Living Life on Purpose. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
If you do not know that your sins are forgiven, and that you're on your way to heaven, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Save me and deliver me from the influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus, come into my heart. become my Lord and Savior. Your word says anyone who comes to Christ becomes a new creation. The old things pass away and everything becomes brand new. Thank you for making me new today. Thank you for becoming my Lord and Savior. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ is in your heart. And know this, you're on your way to heaven. God has a purpose and plan for your life that is so wonderful. I want to encourage you to seek God daily in prayer and read your Bible. Trust Him for everything you need. God bless you, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.